Hey everyone, welcome to PhoneRina's in-depth video review of the Motorola Flipside, which is the latest mid-range Android-powered handset for AT&T's lineup from Motorola. It's similar to the Motorola Backflip, but instead of using an untraditional form factor, it's just like your typical landscape sliding device. Design-wise, the Motorola Flipside feels a little bit more mature than something like the Motorola Click, just because it employs some metallic elements to its design. You have the bezel all around the handset, which complements it with the soft touch coating material on the back. And it's a little bit on the heftier side. It doesn't have that sleekness like the Droid series, and you do notice the weight in your pockets when you hold it. Turning on the handset, you're going to be greeted to its 3.1-inch capacitive touchscreen. It has a resolution of 320 by 480 pixels and support for 262,000 colors. When you combine its resolution and the size of the display, even the smallest of text is still pretty easy to make out. We didn't have any problems. Colors look decent, a good tone to them, but unfortunately, it does suffer from some poor viewing angles, so you're going to lose visibility of what's on screen in direct sunlight. Lastly, it is fairly responsive, and we didn't have any problems as far as navigating. Beneath the display, you're going to have your touch-sensitive buttons. You have your menu, home, search, and back keys. In the middle here, you have a well-sized optical trackpad as an alternative way of navigating. Now, the only thing you're going to find on the left-hand side of the handset is going to be the micro USB port for charging and the LED indicator. Well, on the right side of the phone, you simply have the dedicated shutter key to launch the camera application and the well-sized volume rocker, which offers a really good tactile response. On the top of the phone, you simply have the 3.5mm headset jack, noise cancellation microphone, and the dedicated power button, which is recessed and offers a subtle response when pressed. The opening and closing mechanism on the flip side is decent. Once you have it in its open position, you're going to be greeted to its landscape keyboard, which is kind of similar to the Motorola Droid, just because buttons are flush to the surface, and they're actually a little bit larger. They're hard plastic, but luckily, they offer a better response than the original Droid, so speed typing is not a problem with this device. Now, the Motorola Flipside is a full-blown Moto Blur device, so it's going to integrate a lot of social networking aspects to its interface. It's actually powered by a 720MHz processor, and we're really happy with the overall responsive feel of the whole entire platform. Applications open up fairly quickly, and moving about the home panels is very smooth. Unfortunately, though, it is Android 2.1 as opposed to Android 2.2, and that in itself is probably its biggest Achilles heel. As we mentioned already, the Motorola Flipside is very conducive to the needs of social networking individuals out there. Directly from the home screen using the widget, you can post a Facebook status message or even a Twitter post without having to get into the actual application. Naturally, the best messaging experience can be accomplished by using the physical keyboard, but if you prefer using the on-screen ones, you'll find the experience to be decent. With the portrait one, it's a little bit cramped as far as spacing, but luckily it's fairly responsive. If you switch over to using landscape, it's going to give you a little bit more space, so it's going to offer you just a little bit more flexibility as well. If you really want to get in touch with someone, you could use the three different clients that the handset offers for instant messaging. You have AIM, Windows Live Messenger, and Yahoo Messenger. Seeing that the Flipside is an Android 2.1 device right now, you're going to be missing out with support for Flash 10.1 like other handsets, but luckily it does offer a Flash Lite, so you're going to have some Flash elements that load up. As far as general web browsing, it's really good just because multi-touch gestures are pretty smooth, scrolling is also very responsive, and we didn't have any issues as far as using it. The music player on the handset is pretty typical of any other Android handsets. It's going to display the album cover, track information, even on-screen controls. Unfortunately, it does lack any equalizer settings, and the sound quality from the speaker is a little bit too sharp, which does make it a little bit unpleasant at the loudest volume setting. Video playback should be more than decent for most people out there, but unfortunately you won't be watching any high-definition content on here. The one we have here is encoded in MPEG-4, 480 by 360 resolution. It's running at a pretty decent frame rate, no lag or stutteriness with it, and overall, it should be more than acceptable. Unfortunately, photos with the handset aren't the best just because the 3-megapixel camera lacks any autofocus, so for any close-up images, it's going to look pretty out of focus. On top of that, outdoor shots and good lighting, there's a lack of fine detail just because it has a soft tone to it. On top of that, it looks hazy, which makes colors look like a drab and doesn't get any better indoors. As far as video capture, it has a maximum shooting resolution of 352 by 288, so it's not going to offer the most stunning looking details, and it's a little bit on the pixelated side. Luckily though, it does move fairly decently because it captures it at a rate of 27 frames per second. As we mentioned already, the handset comes with noise cancellation microphones, and luckily for our callers, they did say our voice did sound distinct and clear, but unfortunately, with the earpiece, there's just way too much interference and static during our conversations. It just made it very difficult to hear our callers' voices. You can change the voice quality on the handset by choosing it within the calling options, and when we switch over to using the speakerphone, it does produce some really strong tones, which made it very easy for us to hear our callers. If you're a heavy user, just plan on charging the handset as often as you can, just because it doesn't seem like the battery's going to pull out a solid day. For the light users, you'll probably get by solid working today, but at the end of the night, you're still going to require to charge it up. As far as signal strength, we did see some fluctuations, but luckily we didn't experience any drop calls. The flip side is actually more of the same for Motorola's Cam, just because it follows similarly in performance to the Motorola Backflip. Its styling isn't anything remarkable, but we do like its keyboard. It's a little bit more usable than what's offered on the original Droid. Aside from that, we like the speed of the platform. It manages to be very responsive and quick, but unfortunately it's Android 2.1, so it limits you right off the bat versus some of the other offerings out there. So if you'd like to learn more about the Motorola Flip Side or for all the latest cell phone reviews, new specs, and information, you can check us out at phonearena.com.